This week's episode of Radio Labyrinth is produced by Mike Spittler, Sean Hall, Wendy Muller, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, and Keith Tate.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Are you in the mafia?
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it, organized crime.
That's total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with warrants. I've seen you going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusimano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusimano kids ever find $50,000 in Krugerrands and a 45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in the waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate it.
Fine.
You know how Brian wrote Wish It, Want It, Do It? Well, I wrote a book, too. A little something called Wish It, Want It, You Blew It.
Really?
Yep. Let me read your next part. You wish you were a millionaire. You want more money. Guess what? You blew it.
Let's see. Well, the brothers, the Coen brothers, come on. I mean, true masters. You know, if I'm lucky, I'll be associated with a dude for the rest of my life. I feel so honored to be a part of that film. Great movie.
We're talking about unchecked aggression here.
What the fuck is he talking
about? My rug.
Forget it, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Walter, the Chinaman who peed on my rug, I can't go give him a bill.
The Chinaman is not the issue here, dude. I'm talking about drawing a line in the sand, dude. Across this line, you do not... Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
So there are problems like that that need to be sorted out. You've got, as I was talking to the mayor, in those areas, one of the things you've got to address, you've got to figure out what to do with all of the debris.
Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
Oh, you're so cool, Brewster. I can't stand it.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, Stephanie Swain, Autumn Fisher, and sometimes effing Ira Malkin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 2, season 4. That's season 4, episode 2. Sticking with this plan for now, right, Jeff?
As long as you can keep up with it.
I don't know why.
Would you go like 13 episodes?
No, we didn't even go that long. I'm like, fuck this. This is dumb. I don't know why I changed back. Was it because we switched to a different platform?
No, it's because you were, I can't remember what the exact reason was.
I never noticed that there was any change at all.
I like the idea of doing seasons so people could go, oh, God, they have 200-some episodes. I'm not going to listen to all these. And they could just jump in.
Yeah.
On like season 4, episode 1.
Some dude on Facebook said he just started listening to the show and he's on the 4th episode.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which I think is pretty cool.
So he doesn't know that season 2, you and Jeff give each other reach arounds.
Yeah,
that was the big peak.
What? That never happened, Steph.
Not on the show.
No. Not since we were in 8th grade. And it was, okay, I'm trying not to be so gross. So this is episode 2, Tim, Jeff, Steph. And Autumn will join us when she's done putting her kids to sleep. She said she'll give them warm milk and little gummies with melatonin in them.
That's what I was gonna say. That sounds like a putting to sleep in quotations sort of thing.
Her husband is at a conference somewhere, I think out west, maybe Seattle.
Oh.
And it's weird because he works for NASA, and I guess he's not getting paid.
Because he's government.
I guess it's non-essential to run the satellites.
No, well, I mean, no government employees are essential.
No, but you know they're starving. And we also have Joe Galwa with us today.
Hello.
How are you, man? Speak up there.
Good, how are you guys?
Speak up there, asshole.
I'm here.
You're not an asshole. So I saw
the farthest from.
For those of you unfamiliar with Joe Galois, he was the star of an episode of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, the reboot that they shot in Atlanta here. And you did very, very well on the show, but you're also a stand-up comedian.
Yep.
And I've been following your Twitter feed, and you said 2018 was your year.
Did I? No.
Yeah. So isn't that what am
no,
I?
I said 2018 was the longest 15 minutes of fame.
Okay.
You could possibly imagine.
Can you still milk it? Do you, people still notice
people,
you?
Yeah, people still notice me.
Yeah.
They like it's I. It's funny because it's like I'm working at some place. Like I'm working at either Relapse Theater, not on any show.
Right.
Or
right.
Like I'm doing something else. Like I sometimes host karaoke. At the most random of times and places,
because
they need somebody.
What, do you have that machine that you take with you?
No, they have it set up, and they just, like, their guy just couldn't be there one night, so
okay.
I'm like a substitute. I'm the backup. I hold the clipboard until I'm ready to go in.
Okay.
Until they need me. But so it's like that's when I get recognized, when I'm not actually doing comedy. It's like, it's like, man, you're the guy on Queer? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, and it's like, I'm doing this right now. I'm like, are you going to perform tonight? I'm like, nah.
No.
No, I booked the show at Relapse, but they didn't ask me to be on it. they didn't think someone that could tweet to 10,000 people would be worth their promotion. So I'm just sitting here. I'm just gonna be at the bar.
You have 10,000 followers?
I have 10,800 something followers.
Right. That's pretty.
Not that but it's going down.
Why?
I think it's been. I think a lot of them were bots.
I don't think he's funny. Yeah, yeah. I have
a lot of them
were bots,
and I think a lot of them were like, oh, saw me on the episode. I was like, let me see what he's got. I don't like what he's got.
You give good Twitter though.
Yeah, you are funny on Twitter.
Yeah.
What? Tell everybody your Twitter handle.
Oh, it's at Joe Galois. One word. My name.
You might want to spell that. A lot of people.
JoeGalLois.
Okay, Galois.
Yeah.
It's a very rare thing these days, honestly.
What?
To have a decent Twitter feed.
Oh, I know.
I gave up on it. I don't know.
You're not on Twitter anymore?
I mean, I'm there, but I'm like, I don't really try.
You tweeted something today that I thought was funny.
I don't know what I did. No, I think maybe it was yesterday.
Twitter is annoying to me now because I'm being snarky as fuck, but I'm not taking a point of view or a side as much as I can. And I've had to physically filter out the name and the Twitter handle and all the incarnations of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Not because I hate her or anything.
Yeah.
I just hate people talking about her on the left and on the right.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up.
You started it.
What do you mean I started it?
You started it by pronouncing her name all
Mexican-y.
Yeah.
That's not me. That's my show host on my radio show that I'm on. And he doesn't even know. He calls her Alexandria Catastrophe.
She hasn't even done anything yet.
I know.
She hasn't done a thing.
Yeah. Right.
Give her 6 months.
Right.
See what happens.
How much worse could she be than the shit that we have?
She did that
Grease
video.
Well, everybody likes that. She's 18 in that, so.
Yeah.
I found that a lot. I've seen that for months and months and months. That's been on 4chan.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Along with that naked picture of her feet.
Yeah, that's not her, though. Foot fetish expert.
Yeah.
They had a story in the news. Foot fetish expert debunks nude photo.
I sent it to Tim. I go, Tim, you're debunking nude photos now?
I don't get the foot fetish thing.
I don't either.
I've seen my feet. I'm like, ah.
No, I have like, toe fungus and things that get in there. And plus, I have stubby little ugly toes. Or everything's crooked.
Yeah, everything's cracked down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Tarantino and his foot fetish. And he's a real big fan of the long toe.
Yeah, I don't get that. The feeler toe?
The feeler toe.
That's what Steve used to call it. Regular guy, Steve. Yeah, come on. Feeler toe, baby. Stair steppers. I don't know.
No, the stair steppers don't have feeler toes. That's why he liked the stair steppers.
He hated the feeler toe. He likes the stair. I have a feeler toe.
The stair steppers are like a size 6, you know.
Yeah.
Little petite, like little Asian ballerina feet or something.
The feeler toe means you come from Celtic or Roman stock.
Uma Thurman has the feeler toe.
Yeah. Yeah. I am. I'm from Celtic stock. That's why I have scoliosis.
What?
Scoliosis. It sucks. I'm always in pain every day.
When did you get scoliosis?
Yesterday. I've had scoliosis my whole life.
Can't you get a brace or something?
I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the old man in Christine Shitters.
I just saw that the other day.
Did you?
Again. Yeah, I mean, I've seen it before, but just like, man, that does not hold up.
No, not at all.
Not John Carpenter's best.
No. You know, the young guy,
yeah.
And I don't know his name, the guy from Back to School, Christine.
Yeah.
I saw him in another movie where he was really, really young, and I'm like, holy shit, that's the guy from Christine, but I can't remember now, so forget it.
I know what you mean. He didn't have a very long career.
No.
He got into directing, I think.
Did he?
If you look up on his IMDb
page. He was on
page.
Dexter once.
When?
That dude. He was like later seasons.
Correct.
Speaking of Dexter, Showtime did that big marathon over the holidays. Who's calling me?
Is it Autumn?
No, it's not ready. Autumn. Autumn will just pick up when she's ready. Hang on a second. Let's see who this is. Hello?
Hi, it's Maria calling with an important message from Aetna Blue Cross.
Okay.
Shield about health insurance for residents in your state.
All right.
Rates are at all-time highs.
Yeah.
Get solutions on major medical plans that will save you up to 50%
okay.
on your monthly premium. You'll have access to the nation's largest PPO network.
Yeah.
Offering small co-pays and all plans. Hi, it's Maria calling oh. with an important message from Aetna.
Trying to think what you were to watch. The...
As our options have
Wait a minute,
their
options have changed.
Press 1 if you're looking to receive a free health insurance quote for an individual.
Thank you for your time. You will not be contacted again.
Jaws 2?
Yes, that was it.
Yeah, because you just watched Jaws.
Yeah,
Jaws 2.
So we decided to watch a little of Jaws 2. It's not very good. Jaws 2 sucks.
Nothing.
I don't think any of the
first
Jaws
one.
Had any after the first one.
Not even the one with Dennis Quaid?
Oh, come on.
That was the 3D one.
Yeah, it was terrible.
The Michael Caine did the fourth one to buy a house or something. Like he was clearly like, I'm using this money to buy a house or using this movie.
He was
to
in
buy
The Legend of Billie Jean, too. Remember that one?
That's the movie, yeah. That's
I love that movie.
I used to watch it so much as a kid. I can't remember a goddamn thing from it, though, because my sister loved it.
Yeah.
And so whenever it was on, we had to watch it. The only thing I remember from that movie is the ice cream being stuck on the seat of the motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then her shaving her head and yelling, fair is fair, and the water slide out the window.
You now, give him a new scooter.
That movie, yeah.
But I forget what the hell they were doing.
Yeah, I don't even remember what that movie was about.
Yeah.
The the rich dude's son wrecked Christian Slater's scooter. And
Christian Slater's in it?
Yeah. He's the little brother.
Sister. Christian and Helen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Helen Slater and Christian Slater are related?
They're brother and sister, dude.
Bullshit. Supergirl?
I swear to you.
Mr. Robot and Supergirl.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. And so she comes in there to be like, why, you better give me my brother's scooter back. Give him the money for it or whatever. And then they set her up like she tried to kill him or something.
Oh,
and that's why they
go
on the run with Yardley Smith with Bart Simpson in tow. I mean, no, with Lisa Simpson in tow.
Don't cow, man.
I liked her. I fell in love with her, Helen Slater, in Risky Business when I saw it in the movie theater because she was so cute.
Did you like her in The Secret of My Success?
I didn't like that movie very much.
It's a bad movie.
That's a Michael J. Fox movie,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah, I didn't really dig it. What has he done other than, Teen Wolf I like, and the Back to the Future movies I like. Other than that, I don't like any of his movies. Doc.
You didn't like Casualties of War?
I was reading something like his movie pop. I'm like, I'd never even heard of this. Like, it was like it's weird seeing him like it's like Michael J. Fox in this drama about like Wall Street. I'm like, what the hell was this from? Like, it was like I think he was trying to break out of Family Ties and like.
Uh-huh.
So he's just doing like this, like these serious roles.
That was
just...
the Casualties of War time.
Yeah, yeah.
Him and Sean Penn.
That movie's terrible.
It is bad.
Yeah, how about the movie he did, the Canadian after school movie where he got high on PCP and jumped off the school.
Was that him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember seeing parts of that. I can't remember who was in it.
I can fly, man.
Helen Hunt did like one of those movies too.
Did she?
Yeah, like an after school movie about drug use.
Scott Baio did too.
I thought she was a female football player.
Huh?
Helen Hunt.
Oh, yeah, Helen Hunt.
Quarterback princess.
Wasn't she in Bill? We're all over the place today.
But what I...
You remember Bill with Mickey Rooney? I'm Bill.
I do remember that. That was... He went full.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say, though, my favorite Michael J. Fox movie is Midnight Madness. Do you remember that?
No.
It was all those different ones that had Stephen Furst in it, and they were all different teams on a scavenger hunt at nighttime.
No.
Oh, my God. It's so dumb. So dumb. And Michael J. Fox is probably, I think it might even predated Family Ties.
Well, he was kind of a chubby little guy.
He was very, I mean, yeah, he looks like he was straight out the womb.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Greedy. You guys remember Greedy?
Oh, yeah, Greedy was good.
With Kirk Douglas and him and Phil Hartman. And...
Olivia Diabo.
Oh, yeah.
She played the hottie.
Olivia Diabo.
Yeah.
Hotter than her sister.
He was a bowler and his girlfriend was Nancy Travis, and then Kirk Douglas was dating Olivia Diabo.
Yeah, right.
Kirk Douglas?
Yeah, Kirk Douglas.
Oh,
she was a trophy wife.
Because they're waiting for him to die so they can, like, the whole family was, like, after his inheritance.
It was actually pretty good.
It's a good cast, at least.
Yeah.
One movie by watching, I'm like, oh, this was not good.
No. At the time, though.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys watch the Golden Globes?
No.
I did.
I didn't.
I saw the monologue and the first award given out, but that was about it.
Who hosted?
Andy Samberg and Sandra Oh.
See, that seems like a decent pairing.
The monologue was good. They did Andy Samberg did this during the James Franco roast where he roasted very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like everything was like compliments, and he's like, yeah, in your face. Like he just did stuff like that. And so him and Sandra Oh did that, and then Sandra Oh went into like the diversity thing and like how diverse the nominees were this year, and like made a joke that was like, probably ain't gonna happen again this next year, but I'm looking at you all now.
Yeah.
So we got this.
I don't know who won anything. I still don't. I have no idea who won a category. You know, the little girl on Holly Taylor from The Americans won because I follow her on Twitter.
Yeah, The Americans won for best drama.
Did, huh?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yep. And The Green Book won a bunch of shit.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, they went real safe this year, it seemed like, because Green Book won and Bohemian Rhapsody won.
Right.
And neither of those were considered, like, huge, like, prestige pictures. They think they were well-received, but it wasn't a...
The Big Lebowski. Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody, do you think that'll get an Oscar nomination? I can't see that it will.
Rami Malek will.
Yeah, but
I don't
the
know
movie?
The movie itself.
Hmm.
Are they doing the 10 nominees again this year? They shortened it.
I haven't heard.
I don't know. They're not having a host.
If they expand, if it's a longer list of nominees like they did the past couple years, they'll probably throw them a bone and be like, here, you're nominated for Best Picture. But
yeah, I don't know.
It's not going to win. I mean, I saw the movie. Did you guys see it?
I have not seen
not
it.
Yet.
Rami Malek's incredible in it, but the movie is literally just, here's Wikipedia.
Yeah, really?
Like, pretty much.
Inaccurate
side
stuff.
By side.
I don't know. There was some inaccuracies because they wanted to play up drama, because I don't think the band had that many issues.
Right.
So they threatened like him like leave, like they threatened like how he left the band to go solo and stuff like that, which wasn't, from what I've read, was like, well, they all had solo albums at the same time, so it wasn't like Freddie Mercury being a dick.
Right.
And then big thing I saw was that they changed up the timelines.
Right.
When Live Aid, because they're rehearsing to prepare for Live Aid, and in the movie he like they're rehearsing and they're finally getting it down because they haven't played in years, which I don't think was the case.
Right.
And he goes like, I got to tell you guys something. I have AIDS, but I'm not gonna let it ruin this. And he's like, and then they go and play Live Aid. So basically that whole scene was like, guys have AIDS, but we got to go save Africa. And then that's the end of the movie. Then the movie's the performance from Live Aid.
And that's weird because he didn't he didn't tell them until long after Live Aid.
Yeah, like I think 87. Then like, but I don't think the press knew about it till like 90 or 90.
89 or 90, because he died very quickly.
He died in 91, yeah. And then it started really like the progressing, I guess, or like showing like towards the end of like, within like weeks of the end of his life. And
that sucks.
Yeah.
I love Queen.
Didn't the that pedophile dude direct the first
Bryan
part of
Singer
it?
Bryan Singer was one of them.
They didn't mention him.
Yeah,
they didn't mention him at all during.
No, but people were bitching on Twitter that it won.
Oh, how could they give it to him? Because fuck you.
For all the stuff that went on, like behind the scenes, that movie, the fact that it got made, you deserve a here's a trophy. You guys actually finished this.
Yes, that's what it is. It's a participation trophy.
Yeah, that's what the Golden Globes are. You guys showed up and you guys got the front row seats. So.
Yes.
So yeah, I heard Bryan Singer's teaming up with R. Kelly for his next movie.
Yeah, he's doing the R. Kelly bio.
No, he didn't like girls.
Yeah, it's filming out in international waters. I
mean. Yes.
Shoot, R. Kelly likes girls and guys, and he likes anything that he can.
I like how
stick
that,
stuff in,
because there's a reality show about him profiting off of the fact. Well, hopefully these people are getting money and he's not, obviously, but because of a TV show. Now they've opened an investigation into him here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And nothing will come out of it, obviously. He's never going to go to jail. I mean, the guy, did you guys, he pissed on a 16-year-old girl.
There's video of it.
Yeah.
He says that's not him, though.
Yeah,
video.
Right.
Right.
He's coming out the closet.
I don't know if they'll get him, but he's clearly a horrible, sick piece of shit. I mean, his kids aren't even allowed to see him. Like, he has no contact with them by law. He's not allowed to even see his kids. Because he was such a piece of shit to his wife. She escaped from him in the middle of the night. She took him with like $2,000 and got on a bus and got the hell away from him. And there's a bunch of women that escaped from him basically the same way.
Mm.
And there's a video of three of those women, though, in the front row at his concert, high-fiving each other and singing, screaming and yelling and being all happy.
Oh.
Was this sex slave scandal?
Well, I have to assume, like, because the whole sex cult thing that was like, like, is it a sex cult? Or I think they all wanted to have sex with R. Kelly at first and realized, like, oh, this guy's fucked. Mm-hmm. And now they can't, then they can't get out of
it. Yeah, because, like, he does all that psychological crap to him. Like, you know how predators do. They pick the weak, and most of them are young. I mean, it goes as young as 12.
Would you rather be R. Kelly's sex slave or be the NXIVM sex slave for that rich guy in New York State who had Allison Mack as his pimp?
Oh, God. I don't know. I guess R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. R. Kelly won't brand your pubes. So you either.
And he has a nice singing voice. Yeah. You know?
So the options are get your pubis branded with this guy's name.
Yeah.
Or get peed on.
No, well, it's beyond that because R. Kelly, you have to wear like sweatsuit. And you can't wear anything tight or at all. You're not allowed to look at other men or he'll beat the hell out of you.
Oh, that's not cool.
So there's a lot of shit.
There's
to
the
him.
Line that you drew.
He's pretty.
He can have a sex cult with unwilling participants, but if he lays a finger on them violently.
Yes.
He'll make you shave your head. He makes them dress like boys.
How did that turn him on?
Sounds like military
school.
Well,
his manager, one of his old managers, he just came out and said that one time when they were on the road back in the early 90s.
Steph knows an awful lot about this R. Kelly sex.
Well, because my coworker is obsessed with this shit, and she tells me all day long what the hell's going on with it. She's like the biggest R. Kelly fan, and she's having such a crisis of conscience. She doesn't want to listen to his music anymore, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. But so his manager comes out and says, in the early 90s, that R. Kelly came to his hotel room with a towel on because he had just been banging these chicks. And then he puts his leg up and lays out his dong and says, you want some of this?
Oh, God.
And the manager was like, you're joking, right? He was like, no, I'm totally serious. And he was like, fuck no, get out of my room. So, yeah, he'll just take whatever.
What is it, the Jerky Boys line? Hole's a hole as long as there's a little heat in there. I don't give a fuck. What else?
New Jerky Boys album coming out soon?
He said on a podcast, some New Jersey cooking podcast, that there's a new album coming out in 2019, so I want to have him on
just
again.
Just him or?
Well, yeah, it would be him. Unless he has celebrities with him. I don't think Kamal's with him at all. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah.
It's been forever. It's I want to hear that. Almost 20 years.
The highlights to me of the Golden Globes was Jeff Bridges getting the Cecil B. DeMille Award.
He deserved that.
And you should watch that if you're a Lebowski fan.
Does he do it in a Lebowski-esque way?
No, but he talks about the dude and the way they introduce him. They had Sam Elliott like re-record lines.
Aww. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
I'll pull that clip.
Yeah, me too. Watch that. And the Carol Burnett Award also was really good, where she's like, can I win this every year since it's named after me?
Did you see? Oh, God. You guys ever go to that Crazy Days and Nights?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
It's a website where they post these blogs, and they're all blind items talking about celebrity gossip, and you never know if it's true or not.
Right.
But after the after an award show, there's always a bunch of good ones, and one of them was Carol Burnett, and she was talking about somebody.
The Osmonds.
No, it wasn't the Osmonds.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, the Carpenter.
Yes. Yeah, so you read that one, right? So they asked Carol Burnett, what is your most bizarre experience with a guest on your show? And she talks about the Carpenters, where the guy.
The brother
was a complete control freak and a dick. And
he told them to not give her any food in her dressing room.
No.
Just give her a bowl of soup.
Her mother said, give her a glass of water and a bowl of soup because her mother controlled everything. So Carol Burnett's talking about these guests, and she felt bad for Karen Carpenter, so she went and got her food, and the mother came out and slapped Karen Carpenter in the face.
Oh.
And then yelled at Carol Burnett, which I thought was an interesting story. But if you like celebrity gossip that's bizarre, go to CDAN, Crazy Days and Nights. It's a blog.
But her brother wasn't. Her brother wasn't bad. It was her mother.
Well, her brother was a coke fiend, and there's rumors that he fucked her. I mean, something was wrong with Karen Carpenter.
I thought Richard was
there's a documentary about them that came out last year that portrays him as being a douchebag.
I just saw him recently on Jay Leno. He has a huge hangar full of cars and shit. He's a big car guy.
He has a lot of money off his dead sister.
Wow.
She had the voice.
Yeah.
He had those piano chops, though.
He did. His arrangements. We're pretty fucking good. Yeah. Anyway.
When I watched that movie where they used the Barbie dolls as both of them, that's all I could think about. Not the dwindling. Did you see that?
I think it's funny, though.
It was a student film by, he went on to do, I think it's Todd Haynes. I forget which one. Is it Todd Haynes or Todd Solondz? Did the student film, which was a biopic of the Carpenters, and he used like Barbie dolls.
Uh-huh.
And while during her anorexia, he would whittle the plastic away.
That's
and,
funny.
And it like it blew up. Like this was clearly before like the internet.
Right.
But like it somehow went viral before the internet, like in terms of like people were bootlegging it and passing it around and stuff like that.
So was he reenacting the actual made-for-TV movie about the Carpenters, basically? Because I remember watching that years ago.
Yeah, like he basically made his own.
Who played her in that? Sandra Day?
Oh, I don't remember.
Or Susan Day?
Yes, I think it was Susan Day, yeah.
Because that movie was getting played in like art house theaters. Like he got it like out, like he was putting it out there, and the Carpenters were like, "No fucking way, are you doing this?"
Oh, that's
but you can
too
find
bad
it on YouTube.
Yeah,
I forget the name of it, but
For All We Know,
there's one from 1989 that was Cynthia Gibb.
Maybe it was. No. Oh, maybe it was Cynthia. You're Cynthia Gibb from like Youngblood. That's Cynthia Gibb. She was
in those
80s movies.
Yeah. It's 8,000 Gibbs. Yeah. They all have falsetto.
She was in Fame and Death Warrant.
She was in Short Circuit 2, I believe, as well.
Short Circuit 2. Yeah.
She was the love interest?
With Michael McKean, yeah.
The first one was good. I've never seen the second one.
I love the first one.
Steve Guttenberg. Yeah. Who was the girl in the first one?
Ali Sheedy.
That's right, when she was still hot.
She had the snack truck.
Yeah.
Whatever God wants, he keeps.
Young Blood.
Young Blood.
Stardust Memory.
You know I remember that.
Who played it? What's Young Blood Stardust Memories?
That's another movie that she was in.
Oh, okay.
Youngblood was it?
Rob Lowe, yeah. Patrick Swayze, ice skating for Canada.
Does anything else we like win a Golden Globe?
Michael Douglas won.
He did?
For the Kominsky Method.
Yeah, right? That's okay. Why I started watching the Kominsky Method.
I watched it a couple weeks ago. That show is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm about six episodes in. I'm liking it.
Alan Arkin should have won. I would have rather him
Alan
won.
Alan Arkin?
Yeah, he should have won for supporting over Douglas for Best Actor, I thought. Because Alan Arkin, that kills it on that show.
Yeah, he's great on there.
I haven't watched it yet. I guess I better give it a shot.
He's great on Get Shorty.
You'll like it.
I love Get Shorty.
Did you finish it?
Season one.
Yeah.
So
Season two's not in Netflix yet.
Oh.
But season one, wasn't it so great?
Yeah.
I fucking loved it.
I'm just watching it now, so don't spoil
okay
it for me.
I really like Ray Romano in that show.
So so that's on Netflix now?
Yeah.
I was like, I've never
want to see
this.
Yeah, season one is.
I gotta check it.
Yeah, you'll blow right through it.
I'm two episodes in.
Yeah.
I love Ray. I do Ray Romano impressions.
Let's
my
hear
buddy.
It.
Deborah. my wife.
But I would, one night I did that impression nonstop. I just talked like to my friend Noe, and we were going from a relapse to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Our, another friend was meeting us there. We like took his car, and I would not stop from Midtown Atlanta to East Atlanta in the car, and I kept doing it at the bar. I was talking to people as Romano in front of him. He was going,
"Can I get another beer?"
And then our friend never showed up to the point where like we were kind of worried about him. But I was like, and he was like, he's like, "Where the hell's Matt?" And I'm like,
"I don't know. He won't answer his phone. Where are you? Are you with Robert?"
I did that. We went to a funeral back in 2008. And we were leaving the funeral and got lost. So I was just started doing Michael Caine. I did Michael Caine from Hiram to Roswell. And I don't do a good Michael Caine, but it was fun.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
I have a theory about Michael Caine. The older he gets, the more Australian he sounds.
The more Australian he sounds.
Yeah, because he's British, but like the older he gets, like the voice changed.
Yeah.
And he becomes more and more Australian accent.
Do you guys ever notice how much his name sounds like my cocaine?
That's how you're supposed to say it. My cocaine. You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. I forget the name of that movie.
Doom in the Prestige, yeah.
The Prestige?
Yeah.
I don't know the line.
I thought that was one of the lines.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know. So, all right, the Golden Globes. I guess the Oscars will be next. Who knows?
Well, watch that Jeff Bridges set up, the whole introduction of him and his speech and everything.
Okay.
Also, Christian Bale thinking Satan was the big headline.
Yeah, we played that on the radio show. That
I'd like to thank Satan.
I always forget that he has such a British accent.
Oh, yeah, he's Welsh.
He's Cockney.
Yeah. And
he was great in that movie, though, man.
I got to see
Vice. He channeled them.
I got to see it.
I want to see it only to see his performance as Dick Cheney. I don't care about anything else.
What's his name as George Bush is great, too.
Yeah.
Rockwell, Sam Rockwell.
It seems like this year more than most, like, it's just these movies are held by the actors as opposed to, like, these are great films. Like,
yeah.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Vice, it's like, everything, all the reviews I read, like, the movies that are supposed to be up for, like, the awards, it's like, yeah, they're fine, but it's really the acting. Like, well, that's, like, most of it.
The best movie I've seen all, that I saw all of last year was on Netflix. It was The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. Fucking loved that movie.
Yeah, that's the Coen brothers, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that would be eligible for an Academy Award or not.
Emmy, probably.
Emmy.
Well, I think we're going to figure that out this... I think that was like an anthology thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this year that Roma movie is going to get recognized. It's Alfonso Cuarón.
I've seen that, and people are saying...
And it's on
Netflix. That won some Golden Globes.
That won a couple things. But I think that'll be like Netflix's first, like, we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're part of the... like movie making process sort of thing.
They are.
Awards,
they really are.
Mm-hmm.
Another movie that I just watched that's been out for a long time is The Isle of Dogs.
I wanted to see that.
Holy shit, was that good.
Yeah. That the Wes Anderson movie?
Yeah.
There's not been a Wes Anderson movie I have not fallen asleep during.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It's like, everyone's like, check out these movies. They're so funny. Like, Royal Tenenbaums is so funny. I'm like, unless they have one funny part.
And Royal
like,
Tenenbaums isn't that great.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like, even Rushmore, I'm like, well, there was the one part where he reached back and hit his kid. That's where I laughed. And I'm like, everyone's like, it's so funny. I'm like, I laughed at the one part.
What about Bottle Rocket?
Bottle Rocket
was the only one I thought that was like looked like it like came off as a flat out comedy.
Yeah, from start to finish.
Yeah, because Owen Wilson's character was so off the wall. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Dignan is so great.
But everything else, I'm like, everyone's like, I love Wes Anderson films. I'm like, yeah,
they
look
well,
nice.
Well done, and
yeah,
I like Bill Murray, so I'll watch
but
it.
But like, anyway. Yeah, you see, yeah. But they're all the like that's the same.
I love The Life Aquatic. I think that is a great
that is.
Movie.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one. At that point, I was like, I'm done with this.
Give The Life Aquatic
give him
a
superhero movie and let's see what happens.
Yeah, oh, good. But Isle of Dogs, the animation's really cool. The
it's that fantastic Mr. Fox animation, right?
Yeah.
I fell asleep during the theater.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's sort of a tribute to anime. There's a lot of the way it's shot and the Japanese, and they don't translate the Japanese all the time, so it's kind of cool.
Don't they kill the dogs?
No, they take all the dogs and they exile them to an island for garbage. So they're all living on an island with garbage. And it's really just a plot by one faction of these Japanese men who like cats. So it's really a continuation from an ancient war between cats and dogs. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And Brian, they're not dead. And they're not real.
Them to be on a garbage
island.
It's
a two-hour-long ASPCA commercial.
Yes. Brian Cranston is really good.
Does he play a crippled dog?
No, he plays one of the main dogs.
Oh, okay.
He plays the meth-making dog.
Yes.
And Kevin Hart is his caretaker dog.
Kevin Hart. Oh, good for you, Kevin Hart, for not kissing ass. He went on Ellen and apologized again. And, you know, you do that thing where you go
to... The tour.
Yeah, the tour, the apology tour. And then, you know, he's on with Michael Strahan. The contentious interview with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
Why was it contentious?
I don't know. I don't know, Babs, but I do know this. It'll behoove you to care for your uvula. Kevin Hart, the Oscars is not going to have a host. I say just take Andy Samberg and Sandra and throw them in there, but no host this year.
No, like they said, get Steve Martin's ass back.
They overblow who the host is, and you see him at the beginning of the night, and then they're there for like 3 seconds at a time, then introduce the next person.
Well, they have so many problems now in trying to find one, because you got to find one that isn't a white, straight male.
Yeah.
So that's your first thing you got to find. And then you got to find one that has never tweeted anything that might upset some gay people. And so that leaves out most black comedians, most white comedians, most any comedian from who've been around a while.
I'll host it, guys.
Joe hosting the Oscars.
We need an unknown.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not unknown.
Yeah. I'm unknown.
But nationally.
You have an IMDb page. So
yeah.
You can host the Oscars.
Yeah. Why not me?
We're breaking the news right here. Joe Galwa will be hosting the Oscars.
I'm going to host the Oscars, and I refuse to see any of the films.
Even better.
Yeah. That's what you need to see. I want a host that doesn't see any of the movies.
Yeah.
So they went, and I was like, I'm sure they were like, no one gives like a passionate speech about like how they prepare for the role and how they fought so hard to get the role and like how hard they worked to like do the movie. And then like the host comes like, well, I'll check it out.
That's why they need Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. But
yeah.
I hate award shows. They're meaningless.
I didn't used to. I don't really care for them anymore. I don't
think they're
care.
Stupid. And if you're going to have award shows, they should just have Ricky Gervais host all of them.
He's too problematic.
So that some of us can enjoy it.
Yeah. I never found him like insanely funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
only
he's
at
funny.
The award shows he's funny. I enjoy him.
His stand-up special was good.
He's great at roasting people.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where it's a three-hour telecast of Ricky Gervais's laugh.
Yeah.
That's true.
He sure likes saying the N-word.
Why not Jeffrey Ross have him do it?
I would watch that.
Because it's in HD.
Yeah. Oh, God,
yeah.
He's bald now.
Jeffrey Ross in that the costume of where the furries are all singing now on that show, whatever the fuck that stupid show is.
Oh, I watched an episode of that. It's fucking Which horrible. Show? The Mask.
The Mask
Singer? Oh, Mask Singer?
The Mask Singer, yeah. I don't even... One of them was who? What doesn't...
That dude from the Steelers.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what they should do? They should make a singing show where the judges can't hear them. Like you're singing, like it's like you're like it's just, but it's like I like what you got, and then it just, and then he just signed them just by looks.
I thought that's what they did. That's why we have most of the music that we have on the radio yeah. right now.
But that's what we. That's, yeah, but I want to see it on television. You know, that's.
Do you think that Kevin Hart's career is finished, or you think he'll still do well?
No,
I think he's fine. I think I mean it'll blow over because it's. He's about to make a bunch of money doing that. He's in Jumanji 3.
Yeah,
like they're filming that. Like no, he never got fired from anything.
No, he's in like, that movie with yeah. Bryan Cranston.
Yeah, that's coming out
where he has to wash him
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was a remake of a French film. Or...
Well, Jerry made $53.5 million last year, and Kevin made $53 million last year. So I think Kevin's okay.
Jerry who?
What Jerry would I be talking about?
As Seinfeld,
far as of course.
Oh, okay,
Orbach. Yeah.
His estate claim.
He posthumously.
Those Law and Order royalties. I mean, for 20 years, they add up.
I know. I only watch the Orbach episodes, and I'm done after that.
Mm-hmm.
I only watch Orbach Dirty Dancing movies. The other one I did not see.
That last, not this most recent, but the a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago,
Ray Donovan. Yeah, I was going to say.
Jerry Orbach's in that because everybody's watching Pretty in Pink.
Oh, wow.
But was this last week's episode the season finale?
No, this next Sunday is the season
finale.
Jerry
I'm assuming Orbach and Pretty in Pink.
No, Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing. Yeah. Did I say Pretty in Pink?
Yeah. You did.
That's a movie I've never seen.
Harry Dean Stanton, I think, is.
Yeah, Harry Dean Stanton, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what else? What else can we talk about tonight? We're going to talk about movies from 2019, the movies we're looking forward to 2019. There's a whole bunch of shit coming out, and we'll talk about that. How about
you
that?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, crying all the time.
Do you like cookies?
I love cookies.
Do you like saving dogs' lives?
I do.
Well, you can do both. If you order from Tiff's Treats during the month of January using the code BARK2019. So 10% of every purchase will go to Barkville during Tiff's 20th anniversary charity event. If our code gets the most sales, by January 31st, we will receive a much-needed $20,000 donation from Tiff's.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, they're a super cool company, so please blow your New Year's promises to your body and just buy some cookies for a very good cause. Every roll you add to your back will help us save more dogs. So, and again... Free, 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 the whole month of January at Gwinnett County. All of the animals are free. As always, that includes spay, neuter, microchip, and vaccinated at no cost to you. We've got a boatload of different types of dogs and cats who would love to come home with you, so please start the new year off with some unconditional love. You might have to work with it with the cats, but it's worth it. So please just spay and neuter and keep a canine.
Oh, and we're back.
All right, welcome back. I don't know. We had a break there. Hey, we have...
I was going to go get Joe a water during the break, but...
Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
Sorry.
I don't feel warm.
You're on your own, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, I can't see you, so...
That's all right.
I know you're here.
It's like a confessional booth.
I do have a water for you, Joe.
Oh, thank you.
All right, well, see, I have to, like, reach
Am I horse?
Up.
Am I horse?
No, I have to...
Stop some a little person, Joe.
I said I'm reaching up like a toddler, like, please, take me
So Yahoo Entertainment has put out the 50 most anticipated films of 2019. So I want to go through them real quick, see if you guys are interested in what you think.
Okay.
What do you
think? You're going to go through all 50 of them?
We'll do it quickly.
All right.
Because there might be one you're like, what? No, fuck it. All right. So on May 31st, you have Godzilla King of the Monsters with Millie Bobby Brown, Vera Farmiga.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I don't know how many times you can, like, retread that. There's no new story to Godzilla.
And there hasn't been a good one in, like...
There is one on Netflix right now. Japan did an animated one, and it's on Netflix. I haven't watched it yet, but it's in my queue.
What can you do with, like, that franchise? It's like, does he find who his birth parents are?
Yeah.
What do you do?
You're right. What do you do?
You gotta fight him. Like, just have him fight King Kong again with... the special effects we have now, and then just be done with it.
I feel like maybe he goes to a therapist and he figures out why he's so angry.
Like The Sopranos?
Yeah, something like that.
But it's just one of those things where it's like, he's...
Well, what you need to try is being nice to the people that you're around.
Godzilla should be on Masked Singer.
Yeah.
wearing a Mothra mask and then really... blowing Jenny McCarthy's mind.
Then Rodan will just show up on the set.
All right. So here's one called The Kitchen with Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about it.
That's a drama.
It is?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
I was reading about a little bit about that. They're talking about how they cast all these comedic actresses.
Oh, they are mob wives who take over their...
Did they just do that with widows?
Yeah.
Widows, the same thing?
Which I've heard wasn't bad.
Here's I guess this is... Where'd You Go, Bernadette, with Kate Blanchett, Billy Crudup, and Kirsten Wiig.
Directed by Richard Linklater.
Yeah, that comes out on March 22nd.
I'll try that.
Possibly. The Secret Life of Pets 2.
I didn't see the first one.
Me neither.
With a new voice, because Louis C.K.'s not doing that when they replaced him with Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, we all know about his secret life now.
Who, Patton Oswalt's?
No, Louis C.K.
I can't wait till Patton Oswalt's secret shit comes out.
He's got no secrets.
Oh, he has secrets.
He don't have any fucking secrets.
He has secrets.
What, do you think he killed his wife?
Well, no, I don't think so. What Men Want with Tracy Morgan.
They filmed that here right across the street from where I work.
Yeah, pass.
It looks pretty
Is Mel
funny.
Gibson making a cameo in that?
That's what I want. Is this like related to that Mel Gibson movie?
It is.
I think it is.
It's a remake.
No. All right.
Hellboy with Mila Jovovich, Ian McShane, David. I'll see the new Hellboy.
Yeah, it's David Harbour as Hellboy. I want to see that.
Especially since it doesn't have... stone face in it. Gemini Man with Will Smith, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, and Clive Owen comes out in October. Will Smith looks to rebound from a string of three straight duds, Suicide Squad, Collateral Beauty, and Bright, by doing what he does best, playing an aging hitman who attempts to shoot a younger clone version of himself in the face. All right, sounds good.
Maybe.
But wait till you get further down the list and see the other Will Smith movies on that thing.
Yes.
I like Clive Owen and I like Winstead, so maybe.
You have, coming out in June, Flarsky. With Seth Rogen, Charlize Theron, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and June Diane Raphael.
That's 50 Cent.
It is?
Yeah.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
No, that's Ice Cube's son.
Oh, Ice Cube's son. Yeah, you're right.
Racist.
What's 50 Cent's real name?
It's Curtis.
Yeah. Curtis Jackson. That's right.
It's supposed to be really funny. The King with Timothy. Okay, I'm not seeing that.
Oh, Chalamet.
Yeah, not seeing that.
The King of Butt.
The Woman in the Window, October 4th. Amy Adams, Gary Oldman, Julianne Moore, Wyatt Russell.
That looks like the kind of thing you're going to be watching.
It's got Wyatt Russell in it, so I'm going
to
try it.
Yeah, and it's based on a nod to Rear Window, so you know it's a thriller. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We don't have to do all these. I'm going to find one that we might be interested in. John Wick 3, Chapter 3 with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
He rides a horse in this one.
Oh,
guys.
I can't wait.
Ian McShane, all over your screen this year.
Yeah, because Gods comes back,
American
too.
American Gods,
he's going to get Sexiest Man Alive this year. I think
he
that's
should. He's still very, very bangable.
If he can get it up.
Hey, I still loved him in Hot Rod. I thought that movie
I watch it so many times.
Yeah. I just found it on Blu-ray at a CD warehouse. I
really?
I haven't it on DVD yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm like, I'm getting it regardless.
Spirit of an Eagle.
All right, this one to me sounds dead on arrival. The New Mutants comes out on August 2nd. I don't care about the fucking mutants.
Is this an X-Men movie?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. There's two X-Men movies. It was supposed to come out like last year. Like it was supposed to come out like last February 2018. They pushed it all the way back.
I'm not hearing good things about the other one either, although I want to see it.
Numerous reshoots and re-edits. That can't spell anything. Untitled Jumanji sequel, which you mentioned earlier, with The Rock, Kevin Hart.
I like the first one, but the sequel probably sucked.
I like these guys. I like the Jumanji movie.
I like the first one.
Yeah, I think the second one will be as good as the first one.
All right, now we get to one that opens up in January, and I want to see it. It's Glass with Bruce Willis, Samuel L. Jackson, James McAvoy, Sarah Paulson, and directed by M. Night Shyamalan. And it is a sequel to Unbreakable. Now, anybody here?
And also Split.
Yeah, and Split. What do you guys think?
It looks definitely intense.
Yeah.
I'll have to see Split. I saw Unbreakable. Like, when Split came out, I was like, everyone's like, man, this movie's actually, like, he's back. I'm like, I haven't seen one goddamn M. Night Shyamalan movie. But I watched Unbreakable, never saw Split, even though that's what everyone was telling me to watch.
I like his first three. I like...
watch Split, too. It's worth seeing.
Yeah, I never saw Sixth Sense. I'm like, I knew, like, I figured it out.
Uh-huh.
I
was like, oh, you like, figured it out?
I was like, yeah, like I figured out that and The Village. Like, these twists he has, I'm like, I worked at a movie theater when The Village came out, mm-hmm. and like when it was about the premiere, I'm like, I bet that's present day.
Yeah.
And then like the next day when it premiered, I walk in the theater, like the check stuff, like the check in, and like I see a cop car, but I'm like, oh yeah, I was fucking right.
I only saw it because the town that they lived
town
in
was our, just south of our town.
Yeah, Covington. We say Covington up north, not Covington.
It was a stupid movie. I like that last one that he did.
I like Signs.
I like Signs, but I like the one that he did with the kids that go stay with their creepy grandparents.
I haven't seen that.
That was
one.
Out a couple years ago.
Honest Trailers just put
that
out
was a badass movie.
Just put out one for Unbreakable. Like, you know, have you seen Honest Trailers?
No.
Oh, you got to see those.
Honest Trailers. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, you'll be there. You'll be at your computer for hours just watching all because what they do is they take the movie and make a trailer out of it. Uh-huh. And they're just brutally honest about it. And like what's like the movie's faults and like, and they did one for Unbreakable and they just show us like, are you guys ready? Like. Like, because Glass is coming out, they always do, like, when the new movie comes out, they do, like, one of his older movies or,
right.
like, the original version of something, and they just pick it apart, but, like, in a joyful way. So, like, they call Unbreakable, and it's, like, starring, and then they talked about how that movie's just Bruce Willis and Samuel L. Jackson just staring.
Yeah.
Like, they'll find something, like, in the movie, like, and they'll just, like, edit it together so it looks like that's all that movie was. So, and so they called it. They go starring, and they show a picture of Bruce Willis starring Cy Hard. And then just stuff like that.
Cy Hard. Here's one I'm skipping. Kristen Stewart, Naomi Scott, and Ella Balintik.
No.
Charlie's Angels. Nope.
They need to stop making Charlie's Angels
they do.
Movies.
Unless they're going to do it in porn. Zombieland 2 comes out on October 11th. Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Woody Harrelson. Will Bill Murray be in it?
Yes. Bill and Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tweet to Dan Aykroyd to come on Radio Labyrinth while he's in town filming that.
You did.
I know. Keep it going.
Keep bugging him. Are you friends with him on Facebook?
No.
This one, June 14th, Men in Black International.
God,
that's
no.
A nope from me.
No, that looks good. I saw a teaser for it.
No, thanks. I like the first one. That's it.
I agree.
Oh, here's the other X-Men movie, Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, that's
Sophie
the one
Turner.
I'm gonna
see. Well, you like Sophie Turner.
I do.
I like everybody in this cast, but again. Oh, is it a Disney film? No, it's
X-Men.
Yeah, I know, but it's the last 20th Century Fox
right.
film. Dumbo, I don't want to see a live version of Dumbo. Mm-mm.
There's so many live versions of Disney movies this year.
Yes.
Like half of that list is just all of them.
The Joker comes out October 4th with Joaquin Phoenix, Robert De Niro. Jesus, he must need money. He does, by the way. He's getting a divorce, and his wife keeps spending all of his money. That's why they're getting a divorce.
Aw, that's too bad. They've been together for like 30 years or some crap.
I don't know about this.
I thought he would need money to get his eyes fixed so he can read the cue cards better on SNL. There's not a guy you can't have on. I was like, how can you guys keep doing this?
Yeah.
Stop trotting him out there. It's painful.
Cats is coming out as a film.
Is that the Broadway musical?
Yes. Taylor Swift, Jennifer Hudson, Idris Elba, and James Corden.
Is Idris Elba Skimbleshanks?
I don't know. I hope he sings Memory. Memory, alone in the moonlight. I'd be seeing that. It Chapter 2.
I can't wait for that.
Did you like the first one?
I loved the first one.
Yeah,
did you watch the original TV movie?
Yeah.
Which do you like better?
When I was younger, the original TV version scared the shit out of me because I was like, I was 6 or 7 when that came out.
Okay.
But this one was just so well done. Like,
it's a good film.
And it had everything going against it because it's like, you're going to adapt it. Like, first of all, because of Tim Curry's performance.
Right.
So whoever they cast is going to have like this like Heath Ledger, Jack Nicholson thing with the Joker.
Right, right.
And like that guy nailed it.
Skarsgård.
Yeah.
My problem with it, and there's another Stephen King movie that I have a problem with that's coming out this year, is that, okay, I love the story It. I've read the book at least 15 times in my life, maybe more. And I love that old TV movie, even though it's not really that good.
It does not hold up.
No.
Well, Tim Curry's performance is the whole point. Like,
right.
Carries it.
The production value is.
Watching Richard Thomas ride a bicycle.
Not good.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I don't know. It's if you know the entire story.
Yeah.
You and this gangbang, you're never going to be happy until they put this fucking gangbang in.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, my God. That's, reshoot it.
Someone,
put the gangbang in
when that
for
movie
Tim.
Came out and we were talking about it, he's like, yeah, they didn't have the gangbang scene. I'm like, I'm okay with them just having a hearty handshake.
I know, really.
Like, they did the blood
was that the last time you were on the show?
What?
Was that me talking about?
No, it was this buddy of mine.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, he was just like, I think it was just anyone just like, you say something's good and they want to be contrarian. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah, but you know, in the book, they all fucked her. I'm like, I'm like, yeah, but in the movie, they had a handshake and they got the same point across.
She talks about Ben Hanscom's dick for half of a page. Anyway. Well, maybe they'll put the gangbang in this one.
So the world is broken up into people who have done acid and who haven't and who care about the gangbang and who don't.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, It Chapter 2 opens in September. Rocket Man comes out on May 31st.
Well, interested in that.
Dexter Fletcher. Now, didn't Dexter Fletcher take over the Bohemian Rhapsody?
Let me check.
I think he did. And this one is Bryce Dallas Howard, Taron Egerton, and Richard Madden. May 31st. And, of course, it's a biopic of Elton John.
Hmm.
So I might see that.
What was the guy's
Dallas
name?
Howard Dexter, play Elton John?
Dexter Fletcher.
Yeah. You got Aladdin. This is a live action Aladdin directed by Guy Ritchie. I mean, they're all going to be swearing and punching each other.
Is Robert Downey Jr. playing Aladdin?
Wait, Guy Ritchie's directing Aladdin?
Yes.
That soundtrack's going to be awful. Here's the thing with Will Smith. I have this theory. When he first started doing acting, it was like, I think he was being approached to do the soundtrack because he was so big at the time.
Right.
Like, for music. And I think it was, hey, Will, can you do a song for our soundtrack for this movie? And he's like, yeah, can I be in it? And they're like, I don't know, I guess. And now it's like, hey, Will Smith, can you be in a movie? He's like, yeah, can I do the soundtrack? You're like, ah, fuck. Like, we don't have the green light Men in Black 3.
Can my son be in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's doing a talk show.
Like, it flipped. Like, Will Smith.
Yeah.
Like, it's like.
It's like his kids, his daughter's his son, and his son's his daughter now.
What was his first, yeah, no kidding. What was his first big movie? Was it Independence Day, or was Men in Black first?
Independence Day was his first blockbuster, but I think he did that movie 6 Degrees of Separation before that. That was like his first acting role.
I loved him in Independence Day. A lot of people hate that movie, but I think it's fun. I know it's all bullshit and crazy and derivative, but it's fun.
I like Randy Quaid.
Randy Quaid.
You know what I read about this, because we're talking about Will Smith? He did a song for Nightmare on My Street.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted that to be in the soundtrack, and the producer like, nah, we're going to do Fat Boys. Like, they picked Fat Boys over Will Smith, like, to do the soundtrack. So he just released it anyway, like, on his own album. And
yeah. That was a good song. Yeah. I liked Fresh Prince when he came out.
Nightmare on My Street. Okay, so didn't they put that in? Wasn't that, like, on the soundtrack for Elm Street 3 or something like that? He wanted it to be.
And then I think it just got leaked on YouTube, but he actually made a video for it. But they were doing like Freddy stuff in it, so that got like pulled off like real quick because it wasn't backed by.
I had no idea. I thought that was actually with the thing. I thought it was like Dream Warriors level.
No, he recorded it, I think, to get it on the soundtrack, and then that happens a lot because it was like a song just seems out of place on an album. It's like, oh, they probably just were sitting on that for a movie to buy it.
Let's see, Spider-Man Far From Home, which is the next one with Tom Holland. I like him.
Yeah,
Zendaya. I like her. Jake Gyllenhaal is going to be playing the villain. I don't know who it is. Doesn't say.
Mysterio, I think.
Mysterio?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he doesn't have that dumb helmet on. Marissa Tomei.
I hide that face.
Huh?
I hide that Gyllenhaal
yes.
face.
No, but you remember what Mysterio looked like?
He had the salad bowl on his head.
Yes. And Marissa Tomei, you know you're old when Marissa Tomei is playing Aunt May.
Right.
Yeah, but she's a much spunkier, sassier Aunt May.
Well, I mean, even in the second attempt, they had Sally Field. It was like, who is older, but it's like, yeah, but Aunt May, like, she's still attractive, like, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know what Aunt May is supposed to be, but
Aunt May was an old spinster.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because her husband died, but you know what I mean.
But I've been playing the video game, because I got it for Christmas, the Spider-Man video game.
Mm-hmm. My husband, too.
They're going to make 3 more movies before I finish that fucking thing. You play for, like, 6 hours, like, you completed 2% more of the goddamn game.
But so, is the Spider-Man movie going to come out before Avengers Endgame, or after?
After. I think it goes Captain Marvel.
I'm sorry to say, because, like, she's
Captain
dead
Marvel,
right now, as
Captain
far
Marvel,
as we know.
Captain Marvel, Avengers, and then Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man comes out July 5th.
So, spoiler alert, he's going to be one of the people that come back.
Obviously. The Lion King, directed by Jon Favreau.
Lego Movie 2, you skipped over that.
Oh, yeah, Lego Movie 2.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, cool. I thought the first one had the best ending where it goes to like live action and Will Ferrell's the dad.
Yeah.
I was like, why didn't I think this was going to happen?
And then Craggle.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in a live action version of The Lion King, so I'm skipping that
one. God,
no. Shazam looks funny. It's going to be a comedy.
Didn't Shaq already do that movie?
That was Kazam.
Kazam, yeah.
I like Zach Levi though, so
I do too. See it. And I always like up. Shazam, and it's going to have Black Adam in it and all that. That's a cool character from the DC universe. Remember that old show on the Saturday morning show with the Shazam Isis Hour? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't
the
terrorist.
Rock is supposed to play Black Adam.
Yeah,
I think he. I don't know if he's in. I don't think he's in this one yet, but or he might pop up. But that guy's the busiest fucking person on the planet.
He's good. He's likable.
Yeah.
Unlike Elizabeth
Warren.
Have
him host Oscars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, then you'll dug up everything he did like in the on Monday Night Raw.
He called me a Rudy Pooty Tooty Jabroni.
He called me Hermie.
Yes. He asked me if I could smell what was cooking and he showed me his balls. Frozen 2 comes out November 22nd, so if you have kids, enjoy it. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks, Matthew Reese, and Chris Cooper comes out on October 18th.
I really want to see that.
I haven't seen the documentary yet.
Neither have I.
They're going to show it on PBS soon.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're going to interrupt it every 10 minutes?
No,
we
PBS.
Can get this handbag.
Oh, that would be hilarious if that's the movie.
Oh, just interrupting? Oh.
Or maybe you can do that like it's like the next Rocky Horror Picture Show. You just have the movie playing, and then someone just goes in the front of the theater and just interrupts it with trying to get money from
everyone. You like Peter, Paul, and Mary? PBS. Jeff and I used to prank them all the
time. My parents always still watch. PBS will play like those oldies concerts.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they'll go to, like, they'll sit down and watch them. And I'm like,
I used to, but I mean, it's still the same old people.
Yeah.
You know, when we're in our 60s and 70s, which isn't far off from me and Jeff, but when we're 60s and 70s, you know, there'll be like the two guys from Nirvana will be doing that show, and it'll be like Herman's Hermits.
Yeah. Peter Noon, I've been listening to XM Radio, and he hosts a show.
Does he really?
Yeah, and he's got that, like, I guess because he's an older British guy, he has that, like, cringy voice, like that.
Yeah.
I'm Peter Noon, like that voice. And, he just talks about fucking nonsense. It's like listening to Abe Simpson. Like, I wore an onion on the belt, which was the style at the time. Like, it's all stuff like that.
Speaking of Abe Simpson, I heard the last episode of The Simpsons was almost a 90s-worthy episode.
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was good.
Don't spoil it, because I'm going to watch it. All right. Captain Marvel comes out on March 8th with Brie Larson, Samuel L. Jackson. I'll probably see it, but I was never a Captain Marvel fan, and I didn't even know that it had become a woman. I mean, it's canon from the comic book, but
the previews look good.
Captain Marvel died a long time ago. The original.
Right. Yeah. Isn't she as strong as Superman?
Yes.
Yeah. She's the most, apparently, like, I'm not too
cosmic power.
Character. Like, she's the most powerful character. And
equal to him, practically, as far as.
She's going to save the day, I assume, in Avengers.
Yeah. Well, Captain Marvel, the original Captain Marvel, was Thanos' brother.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel was Shazam, originally.
Well, they can't use Captain Marvel in the movie.
Right.
Like in the Shazam movie. Right. They had to work that out.
That's some old comic book shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Before Marvel Comics existed, I think, Shazam was Captain Marvel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was DC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the new Tarantino, right?
Yes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
About the Manson murders?
About the Manson murders. I'm sick and tired of Manson movies, but it's Quentin Tarantino.
But it's not really about the Manson murders.
I think it's just during the time. Like,
well, they
like,
live next door to them.
Yeah.
They're the Tate's neighbors.
That sounds like a sitcom.
Well, I think it is more of a comedy because it's Brad Pitt and who else?
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Both known for their comedies.
Margot Robbie, Luke Perry, Al Pacino. I'm going to kill him.
Luke Perry. All right.
Yeah, who's Luke Perry playing?
He's the new Robert Forrester for Tarantino. Like, he always revitalizes somebody's career.
Yeah. My name is Buck, and I'm here to fuck.
I could not say. Luke Perry could not carry Robert Forrester's shoes.
Robert Forrester's great. Oh, that Twin Peaks
incredible.
Season? Amazing. Toy Story 4. Nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not
Toy
for
Story
me.
3 made me have. I almost had a nervous breakdown in that movie.
Here's a big one that's coming up. Jordan Peele. Us.
Oh, cannot wait.
Jordan Peele. Made a great movie a couple of years ago. This one will probably be just as good.
Did you watch the preview?
No. I don't like to get spoiled on shit I really want to see. Avengers Endgame comes out in April.
Yeah. I've watched Infinity War like a million times already since it's been on Netflix. I have a sickness.
I tried to get Sean to watch it the other day. I was over hanging out at Sean and Lisa's.
Forget it.
Now, what I'm curious about with that film, like, once that's done, everyone sees, like, is everyone just going to just take a break from superhero films?
No.
I feel like...
Nope.
I feel like, because, like, what else could they, like, they're going to have to scale it back.
Aquaman 2.
Oh, Jesus.
I haven't seen Aquaman yet, but everybody keeps telling me it's great. Everybody keeps saying
you
it's pretty good.
I did see it. I think I saw it on Christmas Eve.
Did you like it?
It was fine. There's just a couple. I can't take a movie seriously where they're fighting over who gets to be the ocean master. Any, like, whatever master, wizard master, ocean master, like, what the matter, what noun you put in front of master, but it's like, I'm going to be this man. I'm like, I'm good.
Let's see. We got a Scorsese film coming out in the fall. It says TBD with De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, and Anna Paquin.
That's a Netflix movie.
It is?
Yeah.
It's The Irishman.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Netflix.
Gooderfellas.
You think?
Or
Re-Casino.
Yeah.
Now that might be your Oscar.
Yeah.
That might be your Netflix Oscar.
Star Wars Episode 9 comes out December 20th. We can fight over that later. So those are some films that are coming out this year. Pet Sematary, I didn't even have on that list, but that has John Lithgow in it. There's no reason for that.
Mm-mm.
None. Because there's nothing wrong with the one that came out in 89. And besides, that one has Herman Munster in it.
I understand doing it, but like Pet Sematary,
it's just
money. But like, I think it's because it did so well. It's like we can go back to making Stephen King movies on like in theaters,
right?
Yeah, and, that movie that was like almost, especially for that time. It's a little bit dated now watching it, but
yeah,
it was Mary Carpenter as the director. She crushed that movie.
Who?
So Mary Carpenter,
okay,
the chick that directed it. She was so. I mean, all of it. It all worked together so well.
Well, there's your movies that are coming out. Let's see. Jeff posted a story on here.
I thought you'd be interested in that story.
I am interested. NYPD Blue is returning to ABC, and they're going to have Kim Delaney. And who's Bill Brochtrup?
The blonde guy that never left. He was like the one guy that never left the show, remember?
Mm-mm. No.
You know who I'm talking about if you look at the picture.
Gay Jan?
Yeah.
Was it Gay Jan?
Yep.
Why didn't you want to say Gay Jan?
Nah, parlance of the times, dude.
They won't be calling him Gay Jan anymore? Oh, boy, he looks pretty good. So does she. I love that show, man. That was one of my favorite shows.
Isn't it going to revolve around Dennis Franz's kid or something? Like that? I read something like it's going to be revolved around like Spickowitz's son.
Sipowicz.
I'd
heard that, too.
Whatever.
Yeah, the sequel revolves around Theo, the son of Dennis Franz detective Andy Sipowicz.
Don't get him worked up, though.
Yeah. No, that was... Who didn't want to get worked up? Rick Schroeder. That show, when once...
See, I was too young for that show when it came out, so I haven't really watched anything. I mean, I've seen... I remember seeing, like, this is the episode where they show up someone's ass. Yeah.
Yes, and they say shit.
Yeah.
And you see...
You got some shit on your face.
You see a nippleless boobs.
Yeah.
Sherry Stringer, though.
I quit watching it after Caruso left.
What?
I quit watching it after Caruso left.
Caruso, well, then you only watched the first season.
Yeah.
David Caruso leaves the first season to go make movies. Both of the films bomb.
Yeah.
And then he's absent until CSI Miami. And the South Park even made fun of it. Remember, do your impression of David Caruso's career. So he was replaced by Jimmy Smits, who was on the show for a long time. And Jimmy Smits was really, really good on the show. Downplayed, you know, fresh off of 30-something. Jimmy Smits, you know, gets in that role. And let's see, who replaced him? It was Rick Schroeder.
Yeah.
Schroeder.
And then Rick Schroeder left and was replaced by?
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Never seen the show, and somehow I know all this.
Yeah, how do you know all this?
I'm aware of shit.
It was a fun show. It was a smart show with good writing. And when it came out, our network, our affiliate didn't air it. And we complained and complained and complained, and finally they put it on. I would call them every day. Why aren't you playing it? W-E-N-Y. It's too dirty. Can you imagine something? We can't play it. They show nudity.
Yep.
Now there's full-on nudity everywhere, and they say fuck on FX. Oh, by the way, I got to say thank you to FX. For some reason, they sent me this card. I have VIP access on any device for their VIP channel, where you can watch everything that they have without commercials.
No way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they sent it to me here.
You're the worst. You can watch without
commercials. Well, everything.
That still has Simpsons World attached to it, probably.
Yeah,
so that's
baby.
Every Simpsons episode.
Yep. So, sorry, honey.
See, that's what I want. I'm waiting to see what happens with the merger with Disney. If Disney's streaming service will get the Simpsons on there.
I hope not. Oh, fuck. They're going to ruin everything. Disney fucks everything up. So we got a little bit of time left. What everybody watch? What have you been watching? Let's talk to Joe. He's here today.
Pretty much, I always binge watch an old sitcom. I'll watch all the way through, like when I eat lunch and then like because we have a TV at the kitchen table. So I started Married with Children a couple weeks ago.
Had you never watched it?
I've seen episodes, but I never watched like all the way through. And let me tell you, Al hates fat women. Man, boy, does he ever. But no, that show, it's very funny. And I just find it humorous. Like, it's like that show, if that show didn't come out, I don't think we would have ever gotten, like, It's Always Sunny or these shows, like, everyone's just the worst fucking people on the planet.
Right. Yeah.
That's that was, like, the first show where it was, like, let's have all these characters with no redeemable quality.
Yeah.
Like, no one in that family you, like, pull for. And I'm halfway through season, almost done with season three. And David Faustino stays the same size.
Uh-huh. But his the whole show.
But his hair just gets shorter.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing that changed about that kid.
Grandmaster B.
Yeah.
What season did Amanda Bierce's husband leave?
I think that's season four.
Season four.
Because he's still on now.
Okay.
And I remember when I was used to watch the reruns, I used to remember, like, oh, it's a Steve episode.
Yeah.
Like, and not be, like, sit and watch it, because I always thought
Steve sucks.
I love Steve. Steve's hilarious.
If you watch it now, he's very funny in it, because he's so dry to Al.
Yeah.
Like, he's the perfect compliment to Al, but.
I liked your dumb husband.
He was on It's Your Move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
the guy who played Steve, I've read up on the show while I'm watching it. He's a theater guy, so he just wanted to do more theater. He couldn't do that as a regular on Married Children, so he left and just kept coming back for, like, guest spots.
Right. He
did that one
where
the limo driver with Anthony Kiedis pumping the gas. That's random. I just remember that episode. But
the guest stars on that are so weird. It's not like a big, like, they're not like, we got a huge guest star. It's just like, they have, like, these bit parts. So, like, I saw an episode in Giovanni Ribisi played
that's a VIP.
Bud's friend.
Yeah.
And in the credits, he had a different name. It was Vonnie Ribisi.
Really?
N-N-I. I'm like, yeah, because there's so many Giovanni Ribisis in Hollywood.
Yeah.
You had to change your name till that next one.
We're going to need you to be Giovanni, buddy.
And then I just watched an episode where Pauly Shore played the manager at a burger place.
Remember that one.
Yeah. A burger trek.
Yeah.
Tracy Lord was on there a couple times.
Was she?
Yep.
Oh, I love Tracy. Great actress, that Tracy Lord.
Yeah. She's the reason why it stayed on for 11 seasons.
You ever get a chance, Joe, go out and rent New Wave Hookers.
You can't.
Yeah. You're not allowed to watch that movie.
Because she was 12 or something?
No, she wasn't 12.
Very cool.
Yeah. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah.
Steal it.
Very cool.
No, I'll throw it back over here. hand it to me. Yeah, get up. Come on, not you. I'm not bossing Joe around. Yeah,
thanks, Joe.
Here, I'll reach over the board. Oh,
but
my
so
back.
Sick.
You can watch Mr. In Between.
Uh-huh. You can watch Mr. In Between Me.
No, you should watch that, though. It's really good.
You should really watch it. It was one of the best shows of the entire year.
Doesn't mean I'm going to use it.
Other than Married Children, I've just mainly been watching the NFL playoffs and hoping and waiting for Brooklyn Nine-Nine to come back.
Yeah, I can't wait for Brooklyn Nine-Nine to come
NBC
back.
NBC now, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you watch. What team are you watching?
Oh, my team's out. I'm a Packer fan, but I kind of want to see the Chargers win.
Oh, that's right. Your whole room was Packers.
Yeah. I kind of want to see the Chargers win. I don't have a whole lot of faith in them. But I just want to see how shitty that parade will be if they win, because no one goes to their game.
Right.
Like, if I was a Chargers, I'm like, we're not having a parade. If you guys want to come over, we'll just
hang out at Philip Rivers' house. I want to see him get a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I want to see him at least in that game.
Yeah. Because everybody from that class, well, the big name guys, you know, Eli has two.
Ben has two.
Ben has two. Yeah. So he should have one. Even if he loses.
Yeah, like, just appear.
Yeah, just appear. But they have to. Who do they play this weekend?
They're at New England. They're at New England. Colts are at the Chiefs, and I think the Colts might beat.
I think the Colts will win.
Yeah, their defense got really good out of, like, really fast.
That's why I'm rooting for them, because of Frank Reich, and we were done talking about sports.
I got screwed out of being in the championship game of our fantasy league.
Why?
Yeah, they readjusted the points, and I lost by one point.
I came in sixth. I don't care.
Yeah, I came in third now.
Oh, so what else? You just pick one, and then you binge the whole thing?
Yeah, for sitcoms. But there's stuff coming up. Like, it's just like the holiday season. Like, everything's repeat, so there's not a whole lot to watch, and you're busy doing stuff. So I'm waiting for, like I said, Brooklyn Nine-Nine to come back on. Crashing, I think, starts up next week.
Yep.
Because the True Detective is doing, like, a two-part thing this weekend.
I don't know about Crashing. The previews of it, I don't know if I...
I just want to see what Artie Lang's nose looks like this year.
Artie Lang,
Have
yes.
you seen that picture?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's just like, man, you just feel so bad because that guy's so fucking talented.
To me, it reminds me of an old book I had when I was a kid.
Or the story?
The nose. A little golden book about a bear. It was something about a bear. Yeah. And the bear goes to get honey, and he gets stung. and his nose has a bandage on it, and it's all swollen up. And I was, the first thing I thought about was when I saw Artie's nose was that book, and I went and Googled it online. And anyway, never mind.
No, I was just saying, I thought you were going to tell it was a bear and he did a lot of cocaine.
The Berenstain Bears.
And one last thing, I'm hoping it's good. I'm going to check out Schooled. I was going to ask you
if you were going to watch that.
It's the Goldberg spinoff.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Because one of the characters, or a couple of the tertiary characters from the Goldbergs are going to do it in the 90s with
Tim Meadows is going to be
there. Yeah, Tim Meadows is going to be, and Brian Kalin are going to be there.
Okay. I like Brian Kalin. Yeah. He's funny on Instagram. Yeah.
Tim Meadows cracks me up.
Yeah, Tim Meadows.
You can give him any line, and his delivery just makes you die laughing.
You don't want to get involved with that.
She's a bobcat.
Yeah. Like, I'm not a big everyone loves the movie Mean Girls, but like everyone's like, oh, it's so funny. I'm like, yeah, Tim Meadows is the only thing I laugh at. Yeah. Because there's the scene where he holds them all in the gym after what happened. He's like, we'll be here all night if we have to. He's like, we can't keep them bats four. We'll be here till four if we have to.
Other than Isle of Dogs, I watched Dirty John. Yeah. I have a bone to pick with the Dirty John. I love the podcast. And what's her name?
Connie Britton.
Connie Britton. I don't buy her in that role because Connie Britton has always played, at least the modern Connie Britton, has always played a tough character. And to see her in that role, I don't buy it. Are you watching it?
I watched, I've watched the first few episodes. I do buy Eric Bana
so
in
do
that
I.
character.
He's fucking great.
He completely embodies everything I envision John to be. And the daughters, too.
Yeah.
What's her face?
They're both good.
What's her face from Vinyl?
Piper.
What's her name, Jeff? The one you like from Vinyl?
Yeah, I don't remember. I haven't watched Dirty John. I didn't listen to the podcast.
Yeah, but either. You like the actress from Vinyl.
Yeah, and it's also the other one is the chick from Ozark.
Yeah, Ozark Ruth. And the Americans. So. I read something about
Juno Temple.
Yeah, Juno Temple. I read something about Connie Britton. She was offered a role. And then she lost it, and it would have made her career. And now I can't remember, so forget it.
She's doing okay.
She's doing okay, but
yeah, I think she's making it.
She had delayed stardom.
Yeah. Ever since Spin City, I don't think she's ever been off the air.
Right. Yeah. She was on that. That was the one thing she got, but she had lost. God, I can't think about it. It was a big, big movie. Oh, there we go. It was Show Me the Money.
Jerry Maguire.
Mm-hmm. She was going to play the lead female part that eventually went to Renee Zellweger. In fact, they offered it to her, and said, we just have one more person we're going to test. And then she lost it. But, you know, she wouldn't have been right. She was taller. Mm-hmm. She's taller than Tom Cruise.
That's probably the reason why.
Yeah. And she didn't look like she was sucking on a lemon either. So that was kind of the main thing. But, I mean, the show is passable. I just think if it would have been on FX or something, they would have probably got more what we wanted out of it. It's on Bravo. Yeah, it's one of their first scripted series.
Yeah.
A little weak.
Everything's better on FX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even AMC or AMC or one of them if they would have taken it.
Yep. Not A&E, though.
The next American Crime Story is going to be how that show wasn't on FX. And then followed by a season about R. Kelly.
Speaking of American Crime Story, real quick, though, Jeff, that picture that you put of Felicity Huffman, she's thundercatting. Full-on thundercatting.
Yeah. Oh, from the Emmys?
I took that out one week.
The Golden Globes?
Yeah. She put the cheeks in.
She looked totally different person.
It's
I was
horrible.
Like, who's William H. Macy with? And then they're like, it's Felicity Huffman. I'm like, what's that Felicity Huffman?
Done?
I'm going to go ahead and throw out my staff pick real quick. It is True Detective Season 3, which begins on what day? The 17th, right?
Yeah, the Sunday.
That's not the 17th, so what's this Sunday?
I don't know what the hell the Sunday is. No, it's this Sunday.
Yeah, so it's coming Sunday, 13th. 13th, yes, yeah. So I can't wait to watch that. Yeah. I love that actor. I forget his name.
Mahershala Ali.
I think he's an amazing actor.
Yeah.
And it'll be good.
The storyline looks really good.
I saw him filming his scenes for Hidden Figures.
Oh, yeah?
At that church right by my house.
Did you talk to him?
No, I just drove by while he was filming it.
He's a really good rapper, too. That was how he kind of got started out. If you can go back and watch some of his music online. And he's a DJ.
Did you know Bunchy from Ray Donovan is a rapper?
No. Oh, wait a minute. I did know that when he was young, too, right?
He made us a video. I just watched it. I never knew this. He made a video with all the people from the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to watch that.
I just saw Mahershala Ali on Ellen yesterday.
Was he apologizing for things he had said about...
No. Oh. It was funny when she was like, she was asking his name. And he's like, well, what were your parents' names? She goes, Philip. And then something else. And then well, what were your brother, what were your siblings' name? And it was just the most normal names. And it was just are you the oldest? He's like, yeah.
That's how we ended up getting that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anytime it's a an Afrocentric name, there was a lady I used to work with. She was talking about how she named her kids in the 80s, and she goes, we were really feeling ourselves back then, so that's why there was a lot of Shaquitas and whatnot.
Shaquita.
But yeah, they had him on that Ellen episode, and also Saoirse Ronan or whatever her name is. Ellen opened up with a spelling bee of their names.
See if anyone, nice. No one,
it was like 20 minutes long. They're like people trying to spell those two's names.
Some people, we were talking about Ellen on the Von Hessler podcast today. I like Ellen. And Autumn was saying that she's mean to her staff.
Yeah, she's notorious for that.
Yeah, but I like her.
Two of her head writers asked for a raise, and she fired them and then hired two people at scale.
I don't know. She's good to animals, so fuck people. I don't care.
Yep. Okay. Great.
I tried to watch her Netflix special, but it's terrible. Like 15 minutes of it.
I'm let me go back and watch her old shit. God.
She's pretty. Yeah.
So you guys have staff picks?
Yeah, but I also was going to say I finally watched Sorry to Bother You. Mm-hmm. It's on Hulu now.
It is?
Yeah.
Uninterrupted?
Yeah, uninterrupted. They don't do that for movies.
Okay.
They only do it for TV shows.
All right.
But yeah, it's very do you guys ever see that movie with Zach Galifianakis, Visioneers?
No.
It's a tripped out, surreal movie.
I hear that.
Very weird.
That Sorry to Bother You gets really fucking crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's super surreal. I mean, it's the tale is the old tale of, you know, what do you choose, your integrity or money?
Right.
That's the base of the movie. Okay. But it goes off into, like, some crazy-ass direction. So it's definitely worth watching. I laughed a lot, and I'm also like, what the hell is happening here? It's very interesting. So definitely watch that. And that was all I was going to say. And my staff pick this week is, first off, Tim, Crime Town. Remember I said last week?
Yeah.
Well, I started listening to season one, and that's the one that's all about the mob in Providence, Rhode Island. You would love it.
I know. My wife and I have been talking about it. She listens, and she went to Providence College, so. And plus, gotcha. I like that show Brotherhood on Showtime.
Oh, okay.
So I'll listen to it. I got it in my queue.
You're listening to all these old Italian guys talk about Buddy Cianci.
And it's real?
It's real. Yeah, all these old interviews with them, and I forget what that one dude's in. But anyway, my staff pick this week is also another podcast. I went from Crime Town, the one about Detroit, and then they had the link for Shattered, which is it's put on by WDIV Channel 4 in Detroit, and it's about White Boy Rick. So
that's a true story?
It is one of the craziest stories you've ever heard. I binged the entire podcast in a day.
Okay.
I listened to every episode. It's out there. And so if you listen to the Detroit Crime Town, there's some stuff that overlaps because they give you some background. I would recommend listening to Detroit Crime Town and then listening to the White Boy Rick podcast. So good.
Cool. I'll do that.
That one. And then Punisher Season 2, Friday, January 18th on Netflix. That's my other stat pick. So.
Oh, I forgot that
I'm
was coming
super
back.
Excited. Yeah, he's going to be.
That's the last of the Marvel stuff on Netflix.
Yeah. This is going to be the last time. And the baddie this time. And it's kind of like the point of it is, you know, a lot of Nazis have taken on the Punisher symbol as their thing, which Marvel and John Bernthal.
They got the symbol.
They
got to take other symbols. Yeah, but they have the most known symbol.
They've been using the Punisher symbol for a lot of shit. So in this one, they purposely made the main bad guy an alt-right.
Yeah, I saw him arguing with people on Twitter, and then I muted it. But I'm going
to
watch it. I like John Bernthal, and I like The Punisher.
And I guess by the end of it, we'll see Jigsaw.
Yeah, probably. And then you'll never see it again.
And then it'll get canceled.
Yes.
No, it'll be on Disney streaming service that we can't afford.
They haven't announced that. They said like they're not sure about that yet.
Oh, that they may not pick it up for three?
Yeah. Like Disney's they're focusing on the ones they've already been working on, like the Loki one and the...
But they'll own The Punisher, so nobody else can do it either, right?
Yeah.
Like they'll... But I mean, they can take that character and put it back in the movies. Just disregard the series.
Thomas Jane.
Yeah. Bring back Dolph Lundgren.
Oh,
his career's back.
We saw that in the theater.
Or the other dude from Rome.
Yeah, he was good.
Dolph Lundgren's having a career renaissance. In that, like,
he's in Aquaman.
Yeah, he's in Aquaman. He's in Creed 2.
He's in Mensa.
Yeah, he's very smart. He went to MIT.
He's an engineer. Yeah. Thank you.
He rode a seahorse in one of those movies he came out. It was either Aquaman or Creed.
That was Rocky.
We also saw the Masters of the Universe movie in the theater.
Oh, wow.
They just, past couple years, I think they did a documentary about that movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about like the making of it. I haven't watched it, but I think they've been, there's been this series of like documentaries. I don't know if it's by the same people, but they like here's the movie that kind of we remember, and then they're like, and here's 3.5 hours about it. Like,
yeah.
There's a documentary about Fright Night, which I love that movie.
I love Fright Night.
Yeah.
But that documentary called You're So Cool, Brewster, was on Shudder.
Oh, Brewster, you're so cool.
But it's like, we really need to, like was this a movie that needed a documentary?
It's not like The Shining or some shit, right?
Yeah.
That guy died.
I
want to
watch that. No, he's still alive.
Died AIDS?
Who, the screaming guy, the wimpy guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he died.
No, he's still alive. I saw him at Pensacon.
Okay.
Are you talking about Evil Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, he's real old now, though.
Sorry, Evil Ed. Let's see.
I watched Love, Gilda. No one else watched it.
Hang on one second.
It's free now on demand.
I have one more staff pick real quick, and then I'll shut up. This week's Pada Bing episode is Will Janowitz, who played Finn, Meadow's boyfriend, in the middle toward the end of the series, the one that sees Vito blowing the guy at the construction site. So, good interview.
Johnny Cakes.
Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
I've seen a good bit of the episodes. It's one of those things, like, certain shows are just like, you catch it and like, I've seen this one.
Yeah.
Even though you never actually watched it all together.
I don't have any obsessions when it comes to TV shows except for this and a couple others. And
the only episode I sat down to see was the series finale.
Oh.
Because my friend like came over to my house because he didn't have HBO and he wanted to watch it. he somehow got caught up on it. He was like, I don't have HBO. Can I come over? It's like, yeah.
Well, Pada Bing's great. They dissect every episode and they interview a lot of the bit players and stars, so it's cool. All right, sorry, Jeff.
I was just saying I watched Love, Gilda. It's free,
I want to watch
on
it
on demand right now because CNN ran it the other night.
I'm sure it's really, really good.
Really good. Really sad.
Do they interview a lot of her friends and
stuff? Yeah, everybody. And then there's parts where, like, cast members from Saturday Night Live read her diaries and her journals and stuff. That's really good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Have they made a like feature film about her yet? Like that's bound to happen. They can do it on Mr. Rogers. I feel like Gilda is next.
Who a player that chick that pretended to be black that ran the NAACP?
Who? What do you think
Rachel
of her?
One of the
Rachel Dolezal.
Like I'm sure one of the either the old, either member either person Rose of Broad Rosanna City Dana can pull that off.
Yeah.
Probably. Oh yeah. Glazer.
Yeah. Either one of them probably could do that.
Yeah, that was really good. And I started watching the Kominsky Method.
Oh yeah, that's.
I'm about 6 episodes in.
I gotta watch
enjoying
that.
You can watch it in like a day because there's only 8 episodes, a half hour each. Like it's a Chuck Lorre sitcom, but a single camera.
But he like learned his he took his lumps on that last Netflix sitcom he did with what's her name? The one that was in the weed store.
Oh, was that? Oh, that was him.
Bates, yeah.
I didn't know that was him.
And
yeah,
they had the laugh track and everything. He really. Didn't do that on this, and it's not attempted to be filmed in front of a live audience. It's like a multi-camera sitcom.
No, this is like, I think this is Chuck Lorre's like, all right, this is my last attempt for like critical acceptance. Yeah. Like,
if not, break out the Charlie Sheen.
No, but he's really doing a good job on that. I'm going to watch the rest of them. And I started watching Get Shorty finally.
Good, isn't it?
Yep. I'm only on the first two.
Completely
really
different
so
from
far.
The movie.
Yeah, very different. But there's a lot of little references. Like
there are.
Like they have the Chili's sign and there's a billboard for Chili's and they go over to that dude's house and they're like, are you cooking chili?
Now, is it the same characters or is it?
No.
Nope.
No.
Okay, because I know whenever you see like a TV show.
Ray Romano's in it.
Yeah.
Chili Palmer.
It's just like barely derivative. It's barely derivative.
Well, you see that a lot now where it's like we're doing a TV show based on a movie, but it's not
Fargo.
The same character.
Right.
Yeah, Fargo.
They're doing Big Lebowski, but it's a bunch of Eskimos.
I thought it was a bunch of Polacks trying to screw a light bulb in.
Bunch of people from King of the Hill.
What's your staff pick?
John Glazer Loves Gear comes back tonight on True TV.
I'm so excited.
Oh, speaking of which, we'll get to it in housekeeping. Go ahead.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine's coming back tomorrow night. Is that tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this The Last Laugh on Netflix. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
I put the trailer in there. It looks pretty good. Forget who's in it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Just based on the title.
Yeah.
But the John Glazer Loves Gear in the preview, whenever he was doing that Sweet Cleats song and he was dancing around the cleats. Did you see that preview? Oh my God. I was dying.
John Glazer, like I was telling you before we walked in, the thing he does on the Invite Him Up album where he talks about his dad being in ZZ Top is one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life.
His dad's in ZZ Top.
His dad was in ZZ Top, and he just reads a series of letters, which he might have just written himself just for the comedic effect. Yeah. And it just goes through the journey of his dad being in the band and leaving the band.
Oh, wow.
And it's just so funny because like, it just gets ugly.
Yeah. It's a book. He has a book that came out.
And John Glazer's voice is perfect for like just like that voice. And just like he's so monotone during it and just reading like all this stuff from his dad and like how he like yeah, I just don't think ZZ Top's a name we should use. but I do like the top part. So how about this? The tip toppers. Like he just goes, he's like, how about TT Zop? Sorry, I couldn't help myself. And like it's just funny, like it's just how like this journey of his dad through the being in ZZ Top.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's cool.
It's a book that came out in 2011 called My Dead Dad's in ZZ Top.
Oh, Jesus. Little direct.
The last laugh is Richard Dreyfuss and Chevy Chase.
Really?
Yeah, and
that's
it looks
new?
Really good.
Is it a series or a movie?
No, I think it's a movie. I think Richard Dreyfuss is playing a comic who retired 50 years ago, and they have to escape the retirement home and hit the road for a cross-country comedy tour. Looks pretty funny.
Anybody watch that show with Vicki Lawrence and
I seen
Martin Mull?
The Cool Kids?
Yeah.
I've seen an episode or two.
Is it funny?
It's a sitcom. Like, it's like, yeah. It's the most sitcom.
That's too bad.
Like, because it's, and I mean, David, like, I think.
It made Jeff, that show he was talking about.
Yeah, I think they raised, like, the material because, like, all of them are, like, great. Like, Martin Mull, Vicki Lawrence, David Alan Greer. And,
yeah.
What's the little guy's name? Nah, what is his name, though? But, yeah, but, like, Leslie Howard, I think.
Yeah,
but it's just all like, it's literally just set up punchline. Wow. How are we going to get out of this situation? We're too old and can't figure it out. But,
It had promise.
But, yeah, so that Last Laugh's a movie.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine a crew wanting to work with either Dreyfuss or Chevy Chase for more than a couple months, based on everything I heard.
Especially now that Chevy Chase is old.
No, but he's supposed to be sober now, and he's trying to...
Want a back pill?
Get jobs, yeah.
Get a back pill. All right, let's see, some housekeeping. First and foremost, do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, yeah. If you have any listeners in Griffin, Georgia,
yeah,
I am performing at this show on January 17th called Tall Tales at Doc Holliday Saloon featuring Tommy Wildfire Rich, former NWA champion.
No way.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So I'm doing like 10 or 15 minutes there, and then the guy who set up that show is having me and another comedian, Joe Pettis, if you guys know Joe.
Yeah, we know Joe.
Joe on the podcast.
We're going to do commentary for one of their wrestling events at Lariato Pro Wrestling Guild on January 19th at Fun Galaxy in Jackson, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
So I got to get
Vinny Bucci putting all these together?
No, it's Timothy Gonzalez, who used to come up here and do comedy. He's always been based down there. Do you remember, Tim?
Yeah, he put me on, what was it, Six Ways to Sunday out in Conyers.
Yeah, like he used to run comedy shows, and I guess he sort of does, but he got in this pro wrestling thing, and the pro wrestling thing he's doing is through the guy who the bar is at with the first show, Doc Holliday. That's based on the guy who owns that is a wrestler currently in the WWE, and his wrestling school is what's making that, is doing those shows.
Okay,
like where we're calling the matches.
That's cool. Oh, I'm glad that still goes on.
Yeah, I literally looked up what venue it was for the wrestling event. I think it's a skating rink. So that's
nice.
Really fun.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
All right.
And if they hate me, they'll beat the shit out of me, probably. So we'll see what happens.
Get chair to the back.
Where can people find you on social media?
Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all my name, Joe Galois, J-O-E-G-A-L-L-O-I-S.
All right. Coming up Joe. Mm-hmm. Coming up this weekend, Jeff Leboff and I will be interviewing Tony Reams. He's not a porn star, but he is a director.
We'll find out if he's related to Harry Reem.
Yeah, spelled differently. He is a filmmaker, and we're going to talk to him about that. So, and we'll share some clips.
I watched his short the other day. You should watch this; really good.
Mm.
And then I asked if I could watch his full length movie, which I put the link in there also for you if you want to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch both.
Alan Sanders is in it. The full length movie.
Speaking of Alan Sanders, Jeff and I will be recording another episode of The Wilder Ride in their studio. We are actually going to go, and we're going to do the campfire scene, right?
That's the one I wanted to do.
That's the one we asked for. And, of course, you can check out the Wilder Ride podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Big news, biggest news. Wait, before we get to the biggest
news.
Atlanta mural artist and all-around good guy, Wade Harrison, will be joining us on the 23rd.
Yay! Yay, nice. This is long overdue.
It is. I can't wait to talk to him. We'll talk about
so talented, such a cool guy.
We'll talk about the Midwest.
Yeah,
big cities in the Midwest.
Right, like Ohio, he's Ohio born and bred.
Comic books, pop culture, old television, all that. It'll be a great show. And then last but not least, certainly John Glazer. Jeff set this up. We'll be interviewing him next week.
I'm so jacked.
Yeah.
It's going to be all you two, by the way.
That's fine.
And I'm fine with that.
That's fine. Me and Jeff.
Autumn was excited, too.
All right. So it'll be the three of you.
The three of us will have to work it out. How many questions do we each get so we're not talking over each other? Because we're both going to be like, John.
I will run the board and direct traffic. So I guess that's it. We will be back next week. And until that time, thank you, Joe Galois.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
thanks for having
Joe.
Me. Always fun.
Always good to have you. We got to have you on again. And keep it canon is what we say at the end. Yeah. So in 3, 2, 1,
keep it canon.
Radio Labyrinth is produced each and every week by listeners like yourselves. And I'm going to list all of you now in our shout-out segment. Shout-out to all of our amazing Radio Labyrinth patrons, like Aaron Roberts, Adam Kelly, AJ Dysart, Amber Gilpatrick, Andrew Harbin, Andrew Hopkins, Andrew Malazzi, Brennan Price, Brian Jackson, Brooke Sizemore, Buck Monterey, Chad Shepard, Chris Kohlhard, Chris Knight, Chris Meitzler, Chris Weiland, Christopher Cosentino, Colin Oman, Dan Carroll, Daniel Pitts, David C. Funk, Dean Poole, Debbie McDonald, Denise Reynolds, Dennis Davis, Dustin Lawler, Emily Warren, Eric Malmstrom, Garrett Kimball, Gwyn Ketchum, Herb Lamb, JB, Jamie Kirkland, Jeff Peterson, Jeremy Truman, John Bennett, John Sutherland, Jonathan Wilson, Jose Perales, Joshua Schiffer, Keith Tate, Kevin Stokes, Kit Beatty, Lauren Calderman, Leslie Haney, Leslie Norman, Lou Caniglio, Mark Jones, Mark Piero, Mark Weiland, Matt Carter, Mike D, Mike Hall, Mike Spittler, Nicholas Frank, Robert Calderman, Robert Haley, Ruben Aguilar, Rusty Weinberg, Ryan O'Connor, Seth Ingram, Sean Hall, Sherry Dougherty, Trent, Wayne Blair, and last but not least, Wendy Muller.